This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report Podcast.
Hola, mes ami. I think I just combined two languages there. It is me, the Celebrity Medium. Back with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report, which I maintain is still the only show anywhere that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. Got some follow-ups on stuff from before. We got some new stuff. We got a lot of stuff to tell you about what's happening in the afterlife with all your favorite deceased celebrities. I was perhaps a little too exuberant there. Let me take it down just a little bit here. Last week, I told you about Dolores O'Riordan, the singer for the alternative band, the Cranberries, transitioning to the afterlife. However, I did not have a whole lot of information because none of my usual sources were actually at her arrival ceremony. I kind of poked them and said, I need stuff. And they've told me stuff. So I now know that her arrival ceremony was attended by a large group of fans. Laura seemed overwhelmed by the reception she received. She actually started crying about a minute into her little short speech thanking everyone for being there. And then she apologized for being so emotional, but several people in the crowd yelled, it's okay, don't worry about it. So she went, okay. She said she looked forward to seeing a lot of her old friends, and then she asked the audience, is everybody here, or do some people kind of go? And she was pointing down, like, you know, like hell. And they went, no. Everybody who transitions from the earthly plane is here. And she said that was good, and she was glad to hear that. And then she said she was looking forward to getting back into the music business once she got oriented to her new existence. So there will probably be material from Dolores O'Riordan coming out at some point for us to look forward to hearing about. If you are not a youngster, you may have heard of a guy named Jack Webb. He was the creator and star of an old TV show called Dragnet, and Dan Aykroyd played his character in the movie version of Dragnet. The movie sucks, by the way. Tom Hanks is in it, too. Tom Hanks is a co-star. The movie sucks. Hanks is fine, given what they gave him to work with, but the movie sucks. Anyway, Jack Webb has announced that he is going to produce a new version of the old Dragnet show. It was on in the 50s, and then he revived it in the 70s. Now, Jack Webb, in my opinion, was not a great actor. Didn't have a range of expression. So his genius was in creating a show where he could play a character who didn't have a great range of expression. And that's what he did. He was Joe Friday, a cop in the LAPD on that show. Webb told a Celebrity Reporter in the Next World recently that he liked the concept of a show called Cop Rock. Jack Webb has never seen Cop Rock. Cop Rock was produced by Stephen Bochco, who also produced Hill Street Blues. Cop Rock was a giant failure. It aired for 11 episodes in 1990. Jack Webb transitioned from the earthly plane in 82. So he never saw it, but he heard about it from a lot of people in the afterlife. And he apparently thinks that the idea of a cop show where they kind of stop in the middle sometimes and go into musical numbers, which is what Cop Rock was, he thinks that's a great idea. So he's going to redo Dragnet as kind of a ripoff or homage, if you want to say it that way, to Cop Rock. Whatever. Now, if you've ever seen Jack Webb, and you can go to YouTube and find old, you know, excerpts and entire episodes of Dragnet, you'll see what I'm talking about. This is a very stoic guy. He's not the guy you think of as, like, bursting into song. Although, in 1958, he did produce an album called You're My Girl, Romantic Reflections by Jack Webb. I've heard a little bit of it. It's hilarious. He doesn't really sing. He just kind of talks the songs. I don't know if that's what he's planning on doing in the new musical Dragnet. I think it's going to be a train wreck, but it's probably going to be a really hilarious train wreck. C. sometime back I told you about members of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. In other words, people who were in the Mormon Tabernacle Choir on the earthly plane deciding to form a supergroup composed of as many members of the choir from the earthly plane as they could find. So they've been working on that. And their new choir has over 1,100 members. Now, they got some grief from people who were in the Mormon Church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on Earth. They didn't like them calling it the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. So they finally decided on the name, not the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Yes, that's the name, not the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Okay, so they've been rehearsing and working on it, and their first public concert is coming up. However, if you're expecting them to do, like, hymns and liturgical songs, au contraire, mon frère, they're going to do music by pop stars, including Miley Cyrus and Katy Perry. So I'm thinking with my little think bone that it's probably a good idea that they're calling it not the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. You know, because if they're going to do, like, Wrecking Ball and all that kind of stuff, that would probably put, like, you know, people who are expecting, would probably put them off their lunch a little bit. Lastly, before the holidays, I was telling you about Ralphie May. Ralphie May was a very large, one might even say obese comedian on the earthly plane. Very funny guy. And since he's transitioned to the next world, he signed to star in a sitcom called What's the Problem with Ralphie? And as I understand it, he plays an exaggerated version of himself. In other words, in the sitcom, he is a comedian named Ralphie May, who also has a family. And oh, the hilarity and the hijinks that come from the contrast between his onstage life and his personal life at home with his wife and children. You know, in other words, at worst, harmless kind of a thing, you know? Well, the show is in production and it's airing. But the other day, during a taping, Ralphie stopped in the middle of the scene, turned to the audience, and said, "You want to know what the problem with Ralphie is? This show is the problem with Ralphie." In other words, he completely broke the fourth wall, he was out of character, and then he kind of went on a rant about the show. Now, he made sure to explain he's not upset with the cast. He loves the cast, he loves everybody in the show, but he's upset with the writing of the show and the direction of the show. I don't know the details of what he doesn't like about the writing or the direction of the show, but apparently the audience was kind of like, what? You know? Now, here's the weird part. Okay, sometimes performers have meltdowns, right? But you don't usually get to see them. Now, the studio audience saw it, but normally you would figure that's as far as this would go. For whatever reason, the network actually aired the show with his rant in it. Apparently, it was the last scene of the show that they had to shoot. They don't shoot sitcoms in the order that you see them. If there are several scenes, like in the living room set, they shoot all those in a row, no matter where they fall in the actual story. Then they do the scenes that are in other rooms. Well, this happened to be in the living room of the set, and it was the last scene they had to do. And he broke character and looked at the audience and went on his little jag. Well, they probably could have worked around it somehow, but they left it in. And everybody's wondering now, does that mean that this was a stunt? Because I guess the ratings aren't where they'd like them to be. Now, if it's a stunt, were the other members of the cast informed about it beforehand, or were they taken completely by surprise? Now, this week, the show was scheduled not to air. It was on a little break. But that leaves everybody wondering, okay, is the show not on because of what Ralphie did? Or was the break planned all along and they're just kind of using that to make people... Nobody knows. Nobody knows the status of What's the Problem with Ralphie. If they do know, they're staying very tight-lipped, but I am working my sources to find out what's really going on. And that's going to do it for me. I'm going to skedaddle out of here. I'll be back next week with more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. In the meantime, you can find this very show on, you can find it on iTunes. You can find it in the Google Play Store. You can find it on YouTube. And most importantly of all, you can find it on AM 1630 K-Chung Radio in Los Angeles. where it airs Mondays at 1 on a show called Inspirato Projecto Radio. And as always, I thank them for doing that. I am so appreciative of a regular old radio station running this show. I'll be back next week on the Celebrity Medium. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.